The state of Utah is suing the Census Bureau for failing to count 14,000 of its citizens in the 2000 census. The uncounted were overseas serving missions for the Mormon Church the day the census was taken. Utah would have gained a fourth congressional seat if the missionaries had been counted. The seat goes to North Carolina instead. The lawsuit raises questions about how the Census Bureau counts Americans living overseas. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Utah Governor Mike Leavitt is outraged about the census and its failure to count those 14,000 Mormon missionaries serving overseas.
This is a significant chunk of the population of this state, and they are similarly situated to a lot of people who are being counted, easily identifiable, who are there for a period of time that is predetermined, who, if they were not doing service in that area, would be here, who are taxpayers, and who are also voters. They are not being equally protected.
The Census Bureau counts only one group of Americans living overseas, military and government workers. The 2000 census without them gives Utah a fourth congressional seat. With them, the seat goes to North Carolina. The lawsuit calls the overseas counting policy arbitrary and capricious because it's only been used twice before in the entire history of the census. Governor Leavitt.
We want the change made now. We think we deserve a seat. We deserve it now. We'll certainly get one 10 years from now. But 10 years is a long time. And if you count everyone the same, we get the seat now.
Jay Wade is the Census Bureau official responsible for the policy. He's also a native of Utah, a regional leader in the Mormon Church, and a former missionary. But he's not backing down.
We are very comfortable that the civilian and military population is easily countable by administrative records, and the coverage of that population is pretty complete. We are less comfortable about our knowledge of how well other groups could be counted and how one could decide which groups to count and which groups not to count.
Wade spoke before the lawsuit was filed and now says he can't comment, but when he did speak, he raised an issue likely to be part of the Census Bureau's defense.
This procedure that we follow to do the census, however, is not new, and it was not hidden from them, and it's not something that we just sort of pulled out of the hat. It's something that we've done. There's precedent for doing it, and we don't see how we can go back and undo it any more than we could undo any other procedure that was followed in the census during 2000.
This argument is especially appealing in North Carolina, which beat out Utah for the new congressional seat by just 856 people. Roy Cooper is North Carolina's attorney general.
We certainly would want to make certain that the congressional seat is protected. We will take every step necessary to make sure that that happens. I feel comfortable with what has occurred.
Cooper's comfort and confidence are based on the fact that some of these issues were tested in court more than 8 years ago. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled then that it's legal to count military and government workers stationed overseas. Utah's lawsuit raises another issue, counting other Americans in similar circumstances. The first legal test of that comes next week, when a federal judge here will be asked to issue an injunction blocking congressional certification of the 2000 census. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.